Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. We continue with this fascinating series that we are focusing on the basic du'as that we are to recite at various instances during our day and during our night. We spoke about the du'a before eating, Bismillah wa ala barakatillahi ta'ala. To say Bismillah before doing anything is acknowledging that it is Allah's favor that He's given us the strength. Sometimes we forget to recite Bismillah before we eat. Then we say Bismillah awwalahu wa akhirahu. In the name of Allah, I eat. Allah's name is in the beginning and Allah's name is in the end. This is if we've lost the opportunity we make up in that way. And this is the difference between a Muslim and a non-Muslim's eating. That while a Muslim eats, he's conscious of his servitude to Allah. And a non-Muslim doesn't even recognize the favor of Allah. Both are eating. But the disbeliever is negligent and has forgotten his creator. He eats only because he has to, or considers it a worldly matter or for enjoyment. And a Muslim remembers Allah while eating, and his eating also becomes a means of worship. After eating, we say, Alhamdulillah, الذي أطعمنا وسقانا وكفانا وآوانا وأروانا وجعلنا من المسلمين. All praise to Allah who gave us food and drink and took care of our needs and housed us blessings and made us amongst the Muslims. When food was served, Allah was thanked and praised as the one who had given us provisions. Thus, there are different bounties, that one is the provisions, and then also the fact that it is possible that food is given by Allah, but man is unable to eat it. So eating it is another bounty from Allah. You may have lots of food at your disposal, but you can't eat it. For instance, with all the kinds of food, you may have a bad stomach, and the doctor forbids you from eating something. So this means that you can't eat something, so you've got the rizq, but you haven't been able to eat it. Razaqana, that has been found, but at'amana has not been found. So therefore we thank Allah for giving us the food and giving us the ability to eat it. Mulana Shafi'i Thani, rahimahullah, has narrated a story of a nawab whom doctors had forbidden from eating anything except mints. And he had to eat this every day. So he had the rizq, but he could not eat all from all the bounties. Even his servants could eat more, a greater variety of bounties from than what he could have eaten. And what does the du'a go on to say? Wasaqana. And we praised Allah, you have given us to drink. Without water, the food would have tormented us. But it's stuck in your throat. It doesn't want to go down. So the third sentence is amazing. We're saying, Allah, we are grateful that you made provision enough for us. And we are also saying it that on its own it would not have been enough to satisfy our hunger. But it's you who has made it possible. And then while eating it, it satiates us. It fulfills our need. And therefore we express our gratitude to Allah, that you have given us food and drink and given us a shelter. You may have food and drink without a shelter. Wa'awana. And we express our gratitude to Allah that you have given us a shelter. And the fifth is that we are grateful that you have blessed us amply. That all bounties connected to food and drink is also from you, Ya Allah. Waja'alana minal muslimin. And then the dua concludes with the statement, and we thank you and we show gratitude that you've made us from the Muslims. And this is the greatest blessings, or the greatest blessing that Allah has given us. That we have enough food and drink and shelter, but we lack faith, and all these good things are of no use. For without faith, we will have to endure the chastisement of the fire of Jahannam. So gratitude is also expressed for the favors of Allah, and the greatest favor is the greater of Islam. A brief dua, which may take a few seconds to make, yet it's wording and the meaning behind it is so vast that one who who would not fail to make this dua after every meal certainly will not be deprived of the blessings of Allah. Allah will shower His blessings on that person. The person carefully understands each word and make this dua with a conscious mind and a focused heart, then you'll definitely see the blessings. Allah says, "La in shakartum la azidannakum." If you give thanks, I will certainly give you more. May Allah be benevolent in us, enable us to conduct ourselves in the appropriate manner.